Blog Talk Radio.
No Static Radio. All new.
Yo, yo, yo. This is Spiv Rock in the house. I want to give a big shout out to all Philly, all world, everybody in the listening area. Yo, this is the Mike and Dis One Show. www.blogtalkradio.com for the latest of all underground and new releases.
You're gonna love it.
Mike, this one show, just want to be in a minute. What's going on, everybody? It's good to be back with y'all today. We got a few things we're going to talk about today, but we're going to keep the conversation a little short. At least we're going to try to anyway. I know sometimes the conversations can go on a little longer once everybody gets a little interactive. But I'm going to do a few shout-outs. Basically, I guess you could say a little non-hip-hop oriented. I'm dealing with businesses more so now, and just some Facebook, social media type stuff. So we'll be talking about that throughout the show. We're only going to do an hour versus a two-hour show today. So, again, everything will be a little short and sweet. I just want to say from the gate, for all you artists out there that are listening, if you want your music on the show, all you have to do is send it to us. You can send it to me on Facebook. I'm on my Facebook name is Mike Leaving the Plantation. You can send me something via that, or you can send something directly to my email, which is dostackrecords1@gmail.com. That's actually spelled out. If you actually just look at it, it actually reads as dostackrecords1@gmail.com. So that's an easy way to figure out the spelling. You just start out as dostackrecords1@gmail.com. You ain't got a problem. But again, it's dostackrecords1@gmail.com. Make sure you put in the subject line also that is dealing with music. I do get a lot of junk mail, so I'll skim through it. If I don't see music, anything related to music in the subject line, I may delete it. So just do that and we'll be fine. And also advertisers. If you just want to advertise something in your business, you want people to know what your business is, you want to advertise your website, anything like that, just contact me via the email and we'll make arrangements for us to advertise you on that as well. We also are promoting live events. So if you want us to come to your place of business to do a live show, we can do that as well. But again, just send the email. You can, of course, contact us directly on the show. Come join us live, you know, and we'll get you information then and work it out either way. But I definitely want to thank everybody for listening, whether you listen live or you listen on the in the archives. Thank you for listening. And like I said before, we're going to get a short conversation piece today. So I'm going to go ahead and just shut up and put some music on for you. So let's start off with some Amp Soul featuring TDE.
This is what you really want.
Turn me up, Eileen.
I know your image of me is what I hope to be.
Black lip, bad sir, pass me your password so I can hack inside your brain. See, I too have gone insane. Before I fall, I'm sure to curse you all in Jesus' name. Lead shower and a pebble hour, bitch, stand the rain.
What you really want?
Let me get it back, Ali.
What we doing? What we doing? If you don't go out, no movies.
Yeah, I'm good.
No crews, no party, no clips. If it ain't about TDE, I don't wanna hear this shit.
Look inside my parking garage and see a collage of every person I despise since the moment I turned five. Calculate my steps and strategically took my time. Even falling off, I land on the ass of Nicki Minaj. Eat that pink pussy like it's Friday. Bust one, roam and reload, then smoke the Sade. And somebody tell Rihanna too. I need that vagina too. Don't fucking take me for some kind of fool. I'm kind of the reminder of knowing Compton ain't kind of cool. Good kid, mad city, mountaintops, couldn't see my views. Countertops, we hop over, hit the register, then we move. I hope this shit can register on the regular soon. Before I climb this pedestal and make you catch my fucking stool. K-Dot, leave you grieving on evening news. Even when society break even, I'll break rules.
I told niggas, caught wreck, then I told niggas. Fold niggas like clothes and droves, nigga. Homie chose to go toe to toe, I had to break his leg. Like a cliche to rock a show, is that over your head? Niggas stretching the truth like they choose to do yoga instead. Either that or they depressed, eating yogurt in bed. Solar system, grab a space shuttle and stay subtle. The bad spit the bait, I'm straight, you a gate couple. I ain't thirsty for the deal, way to make them pay double. Anxious when there's bacon on the table, I need a muscle. Basic like cable to a satellite dish. You was running L.A., now you out of there like fish. What can I say? I'm a bastard with black lips, black shirt, black shade, long black dick. I'm off with dog, I'm trying to bargain shop at Saks Fifth. Swung two axes and knocked the earth off axes ass.
Cannibal left the music. You niggas don't move me. You niggas just moving. cut straight to them credits and hit you with a Uzi. Fill off in a dooley, your bed full of coolies. Get home, smoke, poke on some coochie. I'm just fucking around, enough with them fairy tales, but I'll bust heads for real. Go ahead. I'm J-Rock, you little niggas beneath me. How you gon' dance with the devil with two left feet? Feet thinking you sweet, but you weak. Talking out of turn and leave all of your teeth in the street. Mama taught you better. Never clash with a giant unless you gave it. Remember, my nigga, I'm not gon' lie. I'm finna rap to this titan. Hit some water, call it Poseidon. Wig out, then hit your ass with a trident. Money on the table, my nigga, you know I'm all in. If rap was a drink, you wine, nigga, I'm all gin. 100 proof, we shoot 100 troops. You love to shoot, no fluke, my nigga, you know that's what us hunters do. East side up, Watt City mayhem. Choppers, they spray in from AM to PM. I'm the silent assassin of the four-headed dragon. Black MP blasting a 50 out the back of the Benz wagon. Cold tagging, whack rappers, all TV. You can't see me, your vision ain't 3D. You smoking on that seaweed, you rolling up that kiwi. In the backwood lighting, we high for like 3 weeks. You mad for that pussy, but we always get free beans. Topped off that hoe, and throw it like a frisbee. It's history. You know the night and day is ours. Top dog conglomerate, high power, bitch.
Is this what y'all really want? This Black MP shit, what y'all really want? When I'm in interviews, don't ask me about no clones, no proxies, no clues. Don't tell me who's getting it. I don't give a fuck. I mean, I just paid 6 figures in taxes, nigga, on 6 days. On some independent shit.
May appear a confusing blur of activity, each ant doing its own thing, but it can't be. Somehow the ants coordinate their actions so that large insects are overwhelmed, killed, and carried back to the base.
Tears is dying and my people are suffering. The money's still low, you should see how they budgeting.
Watch what comes out your mouth.
People are suffering. It's elementary, they want us all gone eventually. Peers is dying, people are suffering. The money's still low, you should see how they budgeting. Peers is dying, and my people are suffering. The money's still low, they want us all gone eventually.
What a guy living in this economy is like a robbery. The government taxing me when they owe me for my property. You niggas act like you happy to live in poverty. When I feel like a king, they gotta make these fools acknowledge me. I'm royalty and loyal to the feeling of it. The contrast make it look thuggish. We talk, walk, and look rugged. Naturally, nothing sad to see. We all a part of this tragedy. I'm mad at you, so why you mad at me?
We headed for the times of the nine. Watch out, six. Sun cycle on the rise. Moon cycle out the mix. Living on this planet of the snakes and the crucifix. Pardon self as I unk my way through. Marching with my A-boom-boom, making my debut. Like great balls of fire, nothing could save you. In these replenishing times, I honor my dead. Making my ancestors proud when it's off with your head.
Does my pencil possess potential to change mentals? Yes, show with your pen in this pack with the essential list. What is essential to keep it as sharp as a ginsu? Yes, what is essential to keep it like a temple? Bless, alter the temple, keeping the beat simple and fresh. While they whimper and rest, I'm intuition like the simplest guess. Into tradition, I'm on a mission until I transition to give the up and coming a better existence.
I've seen a beggar scorn reaching for a coin or two. The older we get, it switches up the point of view. And they anointed you leader of the free world. Desolate minds refined to the B-girl. The most benevolent is evident who I be. Graffiti on the wall, the crew drew Ali. Who I keep shifting on the paradigm. Raise the vibration, then go prepare the mind.
Define magnificent red gem. Sit deep, the omnipotent, all singing. I just peep the game plan. I pray for niggas, amen. Fat Sharpie, spray can, I'm made man. With suede bands, no street skating, no beat taking. For Pete's sake, he's a beast quaking, the scene shaking. No mistaking, the ants conquer the elephants. FTP, RBG, the rest of fella.
What's the ant secret that makes them the most efficient predators on Earth? Consuming more meat than lions, tigers, and wolves combined.
and lay sedated and stay dedicated to culture that created the essence of the lessons now delivered in my presence. Kalonji called upon me, so now I pose the question, how is it that the black came in whips and chains, having nothing else to lose and everything to gain? Now niggas entertained for some whips and chains, a white dame and some fame. That shit not strange,
kinda hard holding down your dreams when you blacking in America with institutions set to bury you 6 feet underneath dirt for debt beat. Disciples psychological when making those ends meet and needs be. A hand feeds the other teasing. Gather thoughts, grab the Gatlin for good reason. In between success, devil's greed, a pine box of mind jars and loose.
And why I come off a camouflage, can't take cloth. Eating lentils and vegetable broth, but I ain't never been soft. Leading the loss and forsaken by any cost. Bones aching, working hard, trying to bring home the turkey bacon. Breaking laws of gravity, fuck with the family and watch me savagely crush craniums and chest cavities to pray for the casualties. Cause my anatomy is naturally casually composed. This is self-construction for the soul.
I'm black dynamite, I'll blast you with my nitro. Spit a dope piece with a gold piece in a booth with five disciples. We channeling boot mind, the revolution sparker. With eight bars, cigar smoking, some dark room on the altar. Watch the doctor work a mojo off the stage without a hype man. Electric verses turn a great crowd into light rain. Flood psyches with an ill beat, it's a brain food that's got hot. Fly wisdom called Zossi, the enlightener, that's side rock.
2012 and time to do.
Turn your radios up. Baby lover, it's all in
the name. My game keep it tight, so y'all can't complain. They call me him, the one they talk about. Got y'all strung out, save done it. When Act 2 did it, I done it. I'm wanted by every girl around the world. That's why I rock with the custom link. This thing, because I'm making hits. Spend time now, just doing movie scripts with it. Y'all get it.
Y'all get it. Night like night, we just do it. We close to it. That's the fact, the flow to it. Voice is choice on my tape, the hunch to it. The plan ooze bodily fluid. Any obstacle, my click way through it. Got slept on last year, y'all knew it. Yeah, I know they rock the beat, but man, screw it. They open the door for the cats to run through it. Spit my game like I make the beat picture. Better watch the back when the beat hits ya. Mess around and get a slip. This fucking with this. We gleam on this. My team gets the green on this. But that don't mean nothing till we flat on this. Son of survival of the fit. Just call me fitness. Dog in the world, the cat to fit out like a pit. Dig it. I got the flow to make the crowd go loco. CDs, the demos, host, Chris for more.
Baby lover,
the visual. Chris digging the lyrical. Getting the cake, stacking the bills, and that's cool.
When the rock show, fuck crowd up, get the dough, then split it. I'll spit it as long as y'all stay with it. Cats admit
the fact that they ain't
cool.
With it.
Are we making hits? I bet some other niggas come behind us doing this. What the fuck? Cannot rock and represent my crew. The fact that's bringing the truth, trying to stack a million to appealing to the masses from here to Athens. The track will make you shake your butt no matter what. Think about it. The fact that you behind it, cause we own everything from the track to the dollar.
Maul, what up? Every day.
Yo, hood.
Sonny Montega, Reed Dollars.
Philly, nigga.
What's up? Yeah, every day in my hood.
What?
Cops keep rolling up, patrolling blocks like every day in my hood.
What?
Deep boys making every corner pop like every day in my hood.
Yeah.
Bad bitches keep turning diamonds like every day in my hood. Self-percocet, marijuana, dope, how to rock. Every day in my hood.
What?
Cops keep rolling up, patrolling blocks like every day in my hood.
What?
Dope boys making every corner pop like every day in my hood.
Yeah.
Bad bitches keep turning diamonds like every day in my hood.
Time change every day. Be quick on your toes. Watch them niggas around you and the pictures they pose. See, the pictures never change, but these niggas ain't bros. Cause these niggas ain't loyal and these bitches is worse. Mom left me at 2 weeks, beginning of my curse. Now I can't trust my own self. I'm going berserk. The past 5 years put five homies in the dirt. Man, you know what that feel like? What's your life worth? What would you die about?
What would you die about?
What you live for? Cause every dying man's wish, he wish he did more. And this could be you, young, and I fear for it. The next body in the hood, we pour him fear for it. Them trials and trips that's ahead, you can prepare for it. But you just shrug it off. Don't have a care for it. We on the road to success, and I just stare for it. Sweat and blood, shed a tear for it.
Every day in my hood. Cops keep rolling up, patrolling blocks like every day in my hood.
What?
Deep boys making every corner pop like every day in my hood.
Yeah.
Bad bitches keep turning diamonds like every day in my hood. Self-percocet, marijuana, dope, how to rock every day in my hood. Cops keep rolling up, patrolling blocks like every day in my hood.
What?
like every day. Dream turning to another nigga dog, talking at a catch spray. I'm on Roosevelt Boulevard, rolling more coke in the glove, and I'm headed to uptown to throw it all every day. This nigga's getting rich, nigga, and that shit is not in my protocol. The cops walk 2 blocks down, 2 blocks back, back. But until they crush this bitch, we gon' try to track. Young niggas on bikes with a 4-5 in a Nike hoodie, morning to the night. Talking about money, sunny mind, take a fucking with a razor and a poppy. Niggas with the best price. Can't say I make shit better in the hood. I'm just a drug dealer misunderstood. And I'm not G.O. in Philly, I'm good. Hit out $3 and spin through his hood. Told me to chill in this game, just be patient. But every day I wake up low while I'm waiting. Some shit ain't needed, but I'm out here chasing. They say I need someone in public relations. Nigga, fuck the business. We don't give respect to 100 dishes. We don't get a check, we gon' flood the kitchen. I'm blessed with the things I did unforgiven. I'm next, that's a lot of niggas I'm dismissing. You checked in the PC, nigga, you snitching. They catch wreck every day, niggas calling it bidding. I work stretch every day, I take calls for chicken. They shoot texts every day. You know I'm living in my hood. Cops keep rolling up, patrolling blocks. Like every day in my hood. These boys making every corner pop. Like every day in my hood. Yeah, bad bitches keep turning down. It's like every day in my hood. Self-Percocet, marijuana, dope, how to rock. Every day in my hood. Cops keep rolling up, patrolling blocks. It's like every day in my hood. What? Yo, boys making every corner pop. It's like every day in my hood. Yeah, bad bitches keep turning back. It's like every day in my hood. What? Self-Percocet, marijuana, dope, how to rock.
That's what's up. That was Reed Dallas and My Hood. If you actually go to my page, Mike Leaving the Plantation, I would like y'all to leave a comment on what y'all thought about the song. I'm not going to give any feedback on it right now. I want to hear what everybody else has to say about that, and then I'll leave my comments afterwards, yay, nay, or whatever the case may be. But keep in mind now, when it comes down to these songs that we play on here, from new artists, I would say anyway, don't you worry about if we think it's good or not. We play your music regardless. This is what No Stack Radio, Static Radio is all about. We play your music because it's new music, underground music. We definitely are looking at things like music that you won't hear on the radio all the time. So that's what's up. So if you got some music you want us to play, definitely, you know, jump on. And speaking of jumping on, we got this one.
Yo,
now.
Mike.
What's happening?
No doubt running around. Just had to pick up a washing machine, and now we're on the phone with people about a dryer. Common problem, you know.
Well, that's good. That's right on time, man. I got a bag of laundry I need to get done, so that'll work out just fine. Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah.
How you
doing? Yeah,
I mean,
I'm doing good, man. I can't complain, man. I'm sitting back. I'm just pretty much today, man. I just was resting all day today. I was running around all week, you know, of course, dealing with my classes and stuff. And, you know, we had some projects going on. So I was kind of staying up late just trying to get all that together. But today was just a rest day. You know what I'm saying? Just chilling, watching, you know. Now I just got finished watching a football game, New England against Kansas City. And there's another one coming on now, the Green Bay Arizona game. So I'm waiting for that to come on. You know,
well,
I've been chilling.
New England won, right?
Yeah, New England won, 27-20.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Bebop team. So I figured.
I knew they were going to win. I mean, I just figured at best it might be a close game, which it ended up being. But I didn't think Kansas City had it to win. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, if you listen to the archives, I was just mentioning how I was thinking about how some teams are like really, really good, or like an elite team, and then you have teams that are just good. You know, Kansas City's a good team, but they're not that elite team. You know,
okay.
that's why I figured New England was just that squad, so that they was going to get that.
Oh, all right. I seen the invite you was throwing out about. What is it? The what exactly are you doing on Super Bowl Sunday?
Oh no, I'm going to Martha's Kitchen is doing a Super Bowl party.
Okay.
No, you mentioned them before doing one. So she invited me to the party for that. Just you know, sort of like a regular Super Bowl party. You know, but only she's gonna have a lot of food there because you know that's her thing. But
okay.
Yeah, but it's a Super Bowl party for that. That's pretty much it. that I'm doing, that at least that I know of anyway, right now.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's about it. But yeah, but Baby sent me something mentioning what you were doing. Yeah, but I already got the tickets for the other one, so.
Okay. Yeah, because I was going to say, you know, if you're playing Sing, you know, let me know, because my Masonic Lodge just have, you know, we're at the Drought Horse. You know, you know, hold 300 people. I think we got 9 screens. Matter of fact, we actually the bar out. Yeah, we bought the bar out. There's a cooking competition up there for the best dip. You know what I mean? There's going to be a lot of food. You know, we're expecting way over 200 people at least, and the party is enough to fit 300. So. You know,
that's what's up. All right, boy. Well, I mean, hey, let us definitely. I was going to tell you if you didn't mention it just now, I was going to ask you to shout it out real quick, so you know, everybody on the show, you know. But yeah, definitely, man. Just let us know what's happening. I'll let you know what's happening at Martha's. You let me know what's happening at the Lodge.
Oh yeah, no,
you know what I'm saying.
No.
We'll bring it out. You know, yeah.
You know,
that's what's up.
Also, my man Mujahid, who's actually an artist who comes through the recording studio, he also is one of the teachers. He teaches a hip hop class also. Besides Michael Cord teaching the hip hop 101, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Mujahid teaches one. I think he teaches a class at King. I don't want to say for sure, but I think that's what he does. But I actually got the phone call today about building another recording studio for his class. So that's in the works also. But as of right now, he records here, you know, down at the lab. But and that's another thing that's also going out is I got to touch bases with Michael Cord on possibly broadcasting the show live from the Hip Hop 101 at Temple, because you know Michael Cord teaches there. Yeah,
okay.
So that would be good. You know what I mean? Besides the, I've been touching bases with this dude. You can look him up. Pisker, P-I-S-K-O-R. He puts out some books that I have. Of the Hip Hop Family Tree, and he's in connection. Yeah, he gets his books come out directly from the source of he's in connection with Cool Herc, you know, the father of hip hop. You know what I mean?
Right.
He's actually I think that's who helps narrate his books. You know what I mean? And I've actually contacted and talked to him quite a bit about not only coming out to Hip Hop 101, but I want to try to get him on the show soon, because even with the fact of, there's stuff hip hop wise that he's putting out in these books that 90% of the people who think they know hip hop don't know hip hop if they ain't reading these books. You know, it's crazy because, as you've seen with my book collection, his books is in the form of a comic. You know what I mean? And yeah, he just finished the fourth edition, and that should be dropping later on this year. But I always like touching bases with him because, you know, I pay him, but I get my books a couple weeks before they actually come out.
Okay.
So that's going to be a plus, getting him to possibly, build with us on the show one day. It's just trying to lock that down. I'm always plugging him, you know, on Twitter, you know, on Instagram,
right,
and communicating back and forth. So I know right now he's waiting for Mike Cord to contact him to come out to Hip Hop 101. But at the same time, I want to get him on one of our shows. You know, somewhere in the next few months.
Okay, all right. That sounds good. That'd be a good look if you get on the show. Actually, you kind of, I guess I'll be segueing into the Hip Hop University. A friend of mine, mm-hmm. son actually runs that. I don't know if you've seen it on Facebook or not, but he has a Facebook page, Hip Hop University. His website is actually hiphopuniversity.net. He's okay. down in, I believe it's South Carolina, either North or South Carolina, doing, that's, I guess that's where the main base is, but he's traveling around, trying to spread the word and getting other people into it. It's a mentor, program basically. And they, you know, they, of course they teach math and other, school curriculums, but they do it with a hip hop theme. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
so a lot of things will be going on, whether it be singing, rap or whatever, you know, as they're learning.
So that's hiphopuniversity.com.
It's hiphopuniversity.net.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Like I said, a friend of mine's son is actually running that.
All right. I'm actually going to check that out right now. And that's
yeah. I've sent them a couple of messages to see about getting him on the show. He just has let us know when he has some free time, because he is getting busy with it. He's meeting a lot of people. One of the pictures I saw him, he had Big Daddy Kane on their wedding. And a few other celebrities, you know, that's supporting what he's doing. So, I mean, you know, we can get him on the show. That'd be a real good look as well.
A word. All right. Okay. As a matter of fact, being that you mentioned Kane, I've redid a couple Big Daddy Kane songs. And the remake I did of Set It Off got into the hands of somebody in connection with Scoob and Scrap Lover.
And, oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah. So you know, they try to touch bases also with Kane to try to we're looking at putting out a I'm redoing, like, all the old-school hip-hop classics from the actual original sources of where, you know, whoever put the songs together, be it Marley Marl, you know, be it whoever produced the tracks, 9 times out of 10, I know where they got their samples from and, you know, whatever drum machine they was using. And I've recreated right now probably about 10 classes. And
okay.
That's going to be a thing that we're trying to, as far as also with the Hip Hop 101, is dropping a project with, you know, modern day artists, is possibly even getting a few classic artists over some of, you know, over some classic hip hop. So, you know,
right.
So hopefully we can get Kane and all them, you know what I mean, on redoing you know, Set It Off. You know what I mean? That would definitely be a classic.
That'd be
record,
nice.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, cuz you know the way things is done today, you ain't got to meet them artists, you know what I mean? You cloud the material, you know what I mean? Put it in.
Oh, right,
the
right. Yeah.
Had them drop their lyrics and go from there.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, technology is something. Maybe now you can just be on the computer. You ain't got to meet them face to face.
Yeah.
Hey.
We'll see.
I know you probably didn't hear. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no, the artist Slane. Slane, who is with DJ Muggs, who's the
right.
You know, the DJ for Cypress Hills, and, you know, and it produced Jump Around and all that type of stuff like that. I produced some tracks from Muggs, and to this day, never even met the dude. You know what I mean? His money goes into a PayPal account.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? So never even met him. But, you know, I got to build with you on that, matter of fact, because to make sure this publishing stuff is you know, happening like it's supposed to. So,
right,
but
right.
We'll deal with that,
you.
I guess, after the show is over.
Right, right. That's okay. I don't know if you know. Well, I'm sure you probably didn't listen to the show before you got on. But I was talking about the Uber driver. If you heard about that, they got attacked by Taco Bell executives, and he was drunk or whatever. And the thing about it is, the real funny part is that the executive got fired, and he's suing Uber and the Uber driver for getting fired. Because the boy,
oh, wow.
You know, he recorded it.
It's crazy.
Yeah, he recorded the thing, so he's saying pretty much like, you know, you wasn't supposed to be recording me, you know, without my permission or whatever. So he's suing him for $5 million.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Mm, mm, Wow.
Yeah, and also, if you get a chance, check out my page. And I got a video on there called Coon Train, like Soul Train on this Coon Train. And there's a few people on there where the faces are, images are put on dancers' faces, you know, like Kobe Bryant, for instance. He's on there, and he's doing his little coon dance or whatever. It's funny as shit. You got to check it out.
Wow.
You got to check it out.
Wow.
Also, we got to get together and, with all these group pages and stuff that's on Facebook. We got to put out, I know, you know, we got to, where people can like, you know, the No Static Radio page, but we need to put together a group page. You know what I mean? Also,
that'd be cool too. Yeah. I was just shouting out a few of the group pages I have, like my Philly Support Philly page. I was letting artists know in particular, you know, they can go on there and you know, put their videos, their show beats, whatever the case may be. But yeah, a group page would be good for that, for our show in particular. Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
Actually, I'll you know, when we get off, I'll start one tonight.
Okay.
Why not start tonight? Yeah, why not? Yeah. That'd be cool.
You know. All right, that's what's up. All right, well, I'm on my way to the supermarket.
Oh, okay.
Being as though I didn't eat yet, because like you said, you know, well, resting. I got the phone call yesterday to you know, to come to work, rain or shine. So, you know, up until the point of me getting home and making sure they delivered this wash machine like they were supposed to. Before that, you know, I spent my whole day at work. So, I will be connecting with you. I guess either I'll hit you back sometime tonight or before the week is out. But I wanted to make sure I checked that in. You know, no doubt. And this is just one signing out.
Oh, wait, before you go, the last thing I wanted to harp on here as far as talking is homeschooling. How do you? What's your views on homeschooling?
You
think it's a good idea? You think it's a bad idea?
I mean, if you're in the midst of travels, you know what I mean? And, like, for instance, here you go. Let's say you're a single parent and your job consists of, baby's cousin, Steve. Steve is a truck driver, you know what I mean?
Right.
And he's never at the same place all the time. I guess if, you know, in the midst of him traveling and not being in one residence at all time, and he had a young child with him, you know what I mean, I would say, I guess, homeschooling, you know, would be a possibly a good thing, but see, that's not my, I don't think it is technically, unless you're fully equipped with having all the necessary factors of a correct education, you know what I mean? All the curriculums, I guess, that will be required, as long as you can deliver that. Because I don't really know how the whole homeschool system really works. Like, how do you go about that? I mean, you know.
Well, the only thing I know about is the K-12 thing. K-12 is an organization that gives you the school curriculum. They're affiliated with the school districts, so they give you the curriculum. And you just do everything online. And basically, it's, you know, a day-to-day thing. All your work is coming from the computer. But they have things where you have, like, class field trips. So everybody in your area that's doing K-12, you will probably be doing, like, an event with them. That would be your interaction with other people type times. But other times, you'll just be at home doing your work, math, science, whatever the case may be.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but, you know, you had to have also, you know, the child had to be able to be focused, you know what I mean, completely on them type of situations, you know what I mean, and not have distractions and, you know.
That's supposed to be the purpose of the homeschooling. Right, that's supposed to be the whole purpose of the school thing, because it's saying, like, in school you're distracted by other students, where at home you could be distracted by the TV. You know what I mean? Like,
or more or less than the TV,
you got two screens open and you on your Facebook page.
Right, you know right, man. I mean? Yeah, that as well. Yeah.
You know, so you know, I don't.
I guess you have to have a. I guess you have to have a responsible parent that's going to be watching you.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, just like the teacher would. You know.
And then where does that leave, you know, the responsibilities that the parent has? You know what I mean? You know, that's a tough one for me. I'm good with the way we grew up with going to school.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't think that the whole that homeschooling stuff, that don't work for me.
It's not for everybody, but, you know, I think it's a good alternative, but it may not be for everybody, even the student. It may not even be good for the student, but just like with me, I'd rather, you know, me going to school, I'd rather be in a class environment than to do it from home. That's just me.
Yeah, because
half of
what you got to deal with in life is being able to socialize. But, you know, that's the problem that the kids got now is nobody socializes anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I look at my son and my nephew. I didn't know they were as tight as they are, but you know, every free moment they got, they on the PlayStation, you know, on the chat, even if they not playing the same game. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So
okay.
I'm like, how you sit with their headset on? You know, how much y'all got really to talk about, and y'all playing two different games? Or I mean, they, you know, every 90% of the time they are playing the same game, but you know,
right.
It's just one of them. You know, y'all don't, you know, you don't really socialize with each other no more. Everybody's too busy, you know, Instagram and you know, and Snapchat and, you know, and Tumblr
right.
and all that stuff like that. There's no socializing. Kids ain't outside playing tag no more. They're not playing hide and seek. You know, you're playing
right,
that
right.
shit online. So where's
right.
your social skills? You know what
yeah.
I mean? If you don't have no social skills, that's how you interact in the world. You know what I mean? So homeschooling takes that from the kids. They're not able to, you know, be social. They're not able to deal with that outdoor life like that. You know what I mean? How you get a job and deal with people in the public and things like that when, you know, you're not interacting with nobody. So, you know, I don't really agree with it. Even with the fact of the bad things that come along with school. You know, even with kids being bullied and you know, stuff like that, you got to experience all that type of stuff. That's what life is about. You know what I mean? You shelter a child and they don't get to experience, you know, the rough parts of life. Also, you know, that comes right along with the easy part or you know, the good parts of life out and how they're going to adapt in the world, you know?
Right,
so
because at one point or another, they're going to have to get with it. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, kids growing
right.
up being punk.
right.
You know? So the
all right, ma'am, I don't want to hold you up any further, man, but, you know, go ahead and do your thing.
Oh, no doubt. And you know, and shouts out to everybody who, you know, who's tuning in tonight. I see you got a caller on hold, so, you know, let them come in and do their thing. And I will be building with you later on in the week.
The
all
drinks
right.
are free, no. baby.
The drinks are free.
What's
right,
going on,
yo, that's what I'm doing, y'all.
What'd
I really
know?
Rock before I call the show. yo, this one, is he still here?
Nope. I'm still right now.
Here's the thing. I'm a little bit younger than y'all, and I drive a bus, so I'm a little bit more connected to these young cats right here. The problem is with Instagram and everything and Facebook and this and that, it started with that 180-character situation, meaning that they saying it's okay to have a small attention span. That's number one that this Instagram, Snapchat, and all that's doing. They took the interpersonal skills, and then they had the anti-bullying situation. And there's two differences between homeschool and cyber school. With K-12, that's cyber school. You're actually dealing with an actual teacher that's certified by the board, and you have video conferences with them, and your curriculum is set up, and sometimes you have to go to certain locations to actually take tests. But what they do is when you go into these things, because I have two people that actually did it, and plus I have a couple of people who actually went to college. And it works just like how the college online is. It's just the high school level. You know what I mean? They monitor how long you're actually on pages. They monitor your computer is under their monitoring while you're in this when you log in school. So they know you have two screens up and watching Facebook, and you might not be doing your lessons. But the whole thing is it's taking the social skills out of it. I mean, if you come to my Thanksgiving dinner, you will see everybody under from my age on down, everybody's on the fucking phone, texting and sending shit, and sometimes they're talking to the person next to them.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Exactly.
And we
don't know how to talk. I think I'm the last generation that know how to. I'm the last generation that went out there and got beat up and beat people up and fought back. You know what I mean? They're really taking a lot away from it, and we're building a lot of weak-minded children due to the situation that we're taking them from these elements and everything else. So that's how that thing goes, man. I mean, with the charter school situation, they're selling off the schools to the best bidder. They're keeping all the kids that they're not selling into the public school system and saying, look how bad the public school is. And then the charter schools try to keep the better kids, and all they do is train these kids how to pass tests. Now you say, how they want to operate in the real world? Well, hey, 50% of these jobs out here are coming work from home. You know what I mean? It's a lot of jobs, because I'm going to predict in 20 years, you ever seen the movie Elysium? And everything where they had the space station outside of the planet where the rich people was and the poor
right.
people were on Earth and everything. Well, I predict that the only jobs available in another 30 years are people who know how to fix robotics or work with computers and program computers, because they got robots doing the logistics and this and that. I mean, I'm guilty of it. I mean, I don't go to a supermarket, Mike, and go shop. I haven't walked around the supermarket and shop. I mean, like, I'm able to go if I need milk. But see, my ass got to connect it. And that's where our generation is. And then I love the smartphone invention, but that really
I don't want to cut you off too fast, but we only got 10 seconds left. So I just wanted to thank everybody for listening to
the
show.
The show
is almost over. We got like 2 seconds.
What the fuck happened? What is? I thought we were at 9:30. Well, shout out to everybody.
I already did it for an hour today.
All right, shout out to everybody. We'll pick this show up next week at the same point. That's all.
That's
white America. Patriots won again. White America. And you're right. I'm actually about to grab my daughter now to be out to the supermarket, so I still do that.
All right.
That's what's up.
Have a good one, y'all.
All right, y'all.
All right.
Take care now.